It's a very bizarre situation. It's a very bizarre situation because can you imagine a situation where you get to a particular school and boys and girls are sharing the same toilet facilities and a urinary? It's a very bizarre situation. Right now, from the schools that are under trees, July, August, no schools. It's over. Because where are they going to sit to school? So it's a big problem.
Now, infrastructure-wise, we have a challenge. But would you say it's a problem of governance or it's a problem of we putting round pegs in square holes?
At the moment, I don't want to say that it's a problem of putting round pegs in square holes. I think it's just about governance. Because talking about the Tatali Sanguli district, that was cut out of Zabzugu Tatali district. So there's nothing new. So it's just about people seeing their inability to see the need to understand that, hey, it is time for us to ensure that there's a concerted effort. We put our heads together, forget of our political differences, and make sure that we move together to be able to solve the problems. Because immediately election is over, it's over. What is left for the next 3 years, 9 months, is about the development of the area. And that is what we have to understand. If somebody is in power and you think that you have to cut his legs so that he won't be able to perform, so that tomorrow you can come to power because of his non-performance, whether you like it or not, you will account to your maker you and the people. Because a time will come when you will not even need to go and campaign to be elected. They will just know that, no, this fellow, from how we see him and his attitude towards the area over the years, we cannot give our mandate to him. Because our people are now very descended. In fact, the people in the rural areas, I will say that they are more intelligent than we, those who are even in the front line of politics, because they are very descended. These are people that when you sit with them, if we are able to listen to them as politicians, all of us, and we put our differences aside, I'm telling you that 20 years from now, Ghana will be a heaven for all of us to live in.